This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne. The season is upon us. It's probably one of my favorite times in the subset category of the winter area, maple season. And one festival we would be remiss to announce and discuss is this weekend, the Hebron Maple Festival. And joining me this morning is Diane Nadeau. She's the president and CEO of the Windham Regional Chamber of Commerce. Diane, good morning and thank you for joining me today.
Oh, good morning. Thanks for having me.
So, you know, the pandemic put a stop to a lot of things. Unfortunately, Maple Fest was one of those, but it's returning this year.
It certainly is, and we are so excited. I'm not sure who's more excited, us, the vendors, or the people that want to come to it. But after not being able to function for 2 years because of the pandemic, and of course, the first year, the governor closed down the state 3 days before the event. So that was really heartbreaking for us. But I tell you, people are so excited this time of year, no matter what, just to get out. The weather's going to be nice. They want to get outside, get some fresh air. They've been cooped up all winter. But you add to that the fact that people have not gone out to large group activities for the last 2 years. And this is so much fun. It's very country. It's very down to earth. And everything is maple. And that's like, who can complain about maple?
And that's the, I mean, the weather this weekend is gorgeous. There's no reason why, if you're looking for something to do today, you can head out to Hebron. You know, what are the hours of the Maple Festival today on Sunday?
So the festival runs from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. And today is really cool because at 1 o'clock we have our tractor parade. And our tractor parade is the largest in New England. Sometimes we have 100 or more tractors, and they're all different kinds from really old to really new. And this year we have a mermaid, a really live human mermaid, human mix. She's beautiful. Miss Mermaid will be there in the parade waving to kids, and you can see her in the morning if you want at the library and get your picture taken with her and ask her what it's like to be a mermaid and live under the ocean.
That's awesome. And, you know, the Tractor Festival, Hebron area, the Windham area, is still a very big farming and agricultural community. So, I mean, this isn't just come out and sample some maple syrup. I'm assuming a lot of this maple syrup that's going to be handed out or sold or whatever at the festival is being produced right there in the area.
Yes, absolutely. So there's two sugar houses that participate, and they're actively making syrup throughout the weekend. So you can go to those two places and you can see them make it. They'll explain to you how it's done. You even get to taste it. You can see the different qualities of it. If you don't want to go out to the farms, you can get information. We have UConn Extension coming, talking about the process. And then you can buy syrup at the information booth. And the syrup there at the information booth is also made locally. So everything is local. Most of our vendors buy maple syrup for their products locally also. So every food vendor that we have, and there's like 40 or so of them, has to make at least one maple product. So even the lobster roll people that are coming are doing a maple butter on their hot lobster roll, and it's absolutely to die for. So everything is made.
So someone's listening right now. It's a little bit before 7 Sunday morning. You can head out of the house, get to Hebron for 10. We'll get into where people can park in a minute. So you can have breakfast, lunch, and an early dinner, because there's going to be how many food providers there again?
There's something like 40 different providers. Not all of them are doing main course stuff. Some are just doing maple muffins or cannolis or popcorn, things like that. But yeah, we have a lot of maple food. And you can start off the day by going over to the Hebron Lions Fairground starting at 8 o'clock. And you can do their pancake breakfast with real maple syrup. And then come on over for 10 o'clock to the fairgrounds. And yes, we have Latin-flavored food. We have lobster. We have barbecue. We have bison burgers from Creamery Brook Bison. And then, of course, we have cannolis and fudge, ice cream, candy, cookies, muffins, cupcakes, cotton candy, maple kettle corn, you name it. That's pretty much my menu for the day. What I'm going to eat.
It's get out there and eat. I mean, walk around, eat, burn off those calories. You're helping the local community, the people that are, you know, providing for that community, the Wyndham community. They're growing these things, they're selling these things, they're providing these things. So because this hasn't gone on, you know, the last time this event was held was in 2019 before the pandemic. So I'm assuming you guys are looking and you're expecting a lot of visitors. If I'm heading out there later this morning, which I'm planning on doing, is there some parking? Like, what are the logistics for people heading out there today?
So that is a great question, because we are actually situated in the library parking lot. So it's a very confined space, which is good for people wanting to come and see it. We have over 130 different vendors. There's some artists and crafts people. There's the food vendors. There's organizational and some businesses. It's really a cool place, but you cannot park there. So, and we try to prevent you from parking in other businesses' parking lots so that their customers can still get there. So the best thing for everybody to do is to go to Ram High School on 85 Wall Street, and you can look it up. It's the Ram Regional High School. Park there. They have a huge parking lot. We have a couple of school buses that go every 5 or so minutes, and they can take you to the and drop you off at the downtown area. So that way you don't have to fight for parking and be driving around like crazy. If you're handicapped or you need assistance, or you can't get on and off a school bus, there is a small parking lot across the street on Route 66, because we're on Main Street, Route 66, right across the street. There's a parking lot. It's labeled handicap parking, and you can go there.
So, I mean, and that's the thing. You're in downtown Hebron. You know, park at the high school, get the shuttle in, walk around downtown, because it is a beautiful area. I mean, that green is gorgeous. The weather's going to be amazing. Just get out there. And I'm reading through some of the things, the variety of goods, including goat soap, candles, barbecue sauce. And I didn't see the comment. I was like, ooh, candle barbecue sauce. Like, how amazing would that be? So if there's anyone listening that makes a candle, if you can make it smell like barbecue sauce, that would be awesome.
That's a new one I've never heard of, but we do have candles in the fragrance of maple syrup.
So, and you can't go wrong there.
Oh, no, no. You can't go wrong when it comes to maple syrup. I swear to God. That would have been the best cure for anybody that was stuck at home during COVID. We just need to eat a lot of maple syrup. That's all.
And I mean, I use a lot of maple syrup. I know someone down in Guilford that does some maple syrup, and there's just nothing. There's nothing more New England, Connecticut region than stepping in a sugar house while they're boiling, and the smell, and just I want to hang my laundry in there. Like, I want to smell like that for the weeks coming up. There's just something about maple syrup, and it's a healthy alternative to a lot of other garbage that we eat. You know, it's coming from the trees. It's coming from people right in the community. It's not being trucked across the country. It's being made right here in our backyard.
It absolutely is. And it is pretty good for you. There are different medicinal uses for it. It is way better than sugar. It's great in cooking. Some of our vendors have recipe books and different uses of maple syrup that you're not necessarily thinking about, like facial scrubs and, again, in candles. But
I use it in my coffee.
Absolutely. Well, I love it just poured over ice cream, too. People don't realize how hard it is to make that. I mean, you have to go out in the winter and tap all of these trees. You need a lot of trees, and then you have to gather the sap in something. You have to transport the sap to where your sugar house is. It takes a lot of work and time to do this, and then you have to sit there and boil down 40 gallons into 1 gallon of maple syrup. Mm-hmm. So it's a very time-consuming process. When people look at it and go, $15 for a quart, you know, that's an underestimation, because of people who do this do it because they love it, because they love that smell. They like being out there and stoking the fire with wood to burn up and make the syrup. It definitely is a labor of love. And we have a lot of farms around here.
Yes.
A lot. I want to say there's about 30 or so that are producing syrup of different quantities throughout the state. And we are fortunate in the town of Hebron, there's 4, but all over Northeast Connecticut, there's probably a good, you know, dozen or so places that are making it. And I know that most of them are open on this weekend. So even after you leave the festival, which you could spend all day there, but if you want, I'm sure if you looked up, and especially with technology and Google, for other sugar houses in the area and you wanted to see their process, you can do that. There's a lot of products made from syrup, like the candies and a butter spread, like a maple spread. Some vendors have that. Some don't have that. We will have everything at the festival. But there's also a slight taste change depending upon the trees and the kind of trees that you're using, because there's many different sugar maples. So once you become a connoisseur, you can actually taste the difference between different people's maple syrup. So I recommend that people go to at least 10 or 12 of them throughout the season and taste syrup from each of them.
And that's an amazing thing right there. And now, you know, for a quick few minutes, let's throw your other hat on. You know, you are the president and CEO of the Windham Region Chamber of Commerce. Looking ahead, is there some festivals or, you know, things you might be able to give a little insight, a little tease for our listeners that are coming up this summer, hopefully?
Well, it's tough to say. A lot of people are just putting their toes into the water. Last year, we thought we were going to get over the whole pandemic thing. So people planned events and they did not necessarily go off as expected because of the recurrence of COVID variants. But I do know that out here in this area, we have a Hop Fest, which is a beer festival. We have a couple of great beer, craft beer places out here. I know that's coming up in the spring. The Latin Fest will be here, not only in Hartford, but will be out here in Willimantic during the summer. We are planning with our Veterans Community Center, we're planning a USO concert. So just like what you would see if you were serving abroad, one of those concerts, it's kind of like a variety show. We're going to be doing one of those this summer here in Willimantic. And I know there's a food truck festival coming and a couple of other community smaller concerts here on the Gilson stage. So we're very fortunate to have a beautiful stage and a wonderful green where there can be concerts and craft fairs and other cool places and cool things to do.
Well, that is awesome. Again, Diane Nadeau, President and CEO, the Windham Region Chamber of Commerce. There's so many things going on. And if you're looking for something to do today, the Maple Festival is on in Hebron. Get out there. You can find more information, thewindhamchamber.com. Search them up on Facebook. So many things to do. Get out there today. The largest tractor parade in the country. The weather is beautiful.
I was just going to say, where can you go and not only see how maple syrup is made, but you get to have your picture taken with a mermaid, a real live mermaid.
A real live mermaid. And you can have maple syrup and a mermaid. Where else are you going to find these things, people? This is Connecticut at its finest. This is amazing.
What could be better than that?
Well, Diane, I thank you for joining us this morning. Get out there and try some maple syrup, and I'm sure I'll do it also. Thank you. So get out there and enjoy things right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.